Republicans regained control of the Senate when it convened last week, but Democrats are still in charge of all Senate committees. And that's because the two parties have not reached agreement on reorganizing those committees. The impasse has stalled confirmation hearings for key Bush administration officials and held up work on the unfinished spending bills left over from the last session of Congress. NPR's David Wallner reports.
Aside from passing an extension of unemployment benefits the first day they met last week, the 100 senators have accomplished very little since then. Both in backroom negotiations and on the Senate floor, they've spent these days arguing over how much funding Democrats should get for committee staffs now that they're in the minority. Kansas Republican Pat Roberts yesterday fumed about what he called a sandbox silliness.
It's untoward. That's the nice way of saying it. In Dodge City, Kansas, we would say we should not be part of this hell-for-leather ride down a partisan trail of obstructionism like a herd of cattle milling about in confusion and delay in a box canyon.
Democrats contend that any organizing resolution, as the requisite agreement for reshuffling the committees is known, should follow the precedent they set in the recent 107th session of Congress. That's when Democrats got an effective 51-49 majority due to Vermont's Jim Jeffords' defection from the Republican Party. Now that Republicans have a similar two-vote edge in the 108th Congress, Democratic leader Tom Daschle says they should split the funding for committees with Democrats, just as the Democrats did with Republicans.
We agreed unanimously to an organizing resolution to accommodate 51-49. That was 18 months ago. We're simply saying if it was good enough 18 months ago, if it was good enough just 1 month ago, it ought to be good enough now.
But Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist says the Senate's tradition has been that the party in power gets more money for committee work.
The majority party does get two-thirds and the minority party one-third in committees. Year after year, Congress after Congress, Congress after Congress after Congress. The Democrats contend, well, all that changed because of the 107th. Therefore, let's insist upon what was decided in the 107th. Well, that was when it was 50-50 and there wasn't a clear-cut majority.
The fact that the last session of the Senate started out 50-50 led to an unusual agreement to split committee funding, an agreement Democrats stuck to when they became the majority. Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum says Democrats, by holding out for similar treatment by the GOP and holding on to their committee chairmanships, are keeping Republicans from assuming their rightful place at the heads of those committees.
That is almost incredible. I mean, it's tantamount to an attempted coup. Right here on the floor of the United States Senate.
Already a confirmation hearing for Tom Ridge as Homeland Security Secretary has been postponed because of the standoff. And with Democrat Robert Byrd still chairing the Appropriations Committee, Republicans have put off urgent work on 11 past-due spending bills for the fiscal year that started more than 3 months ago. But Democratic Whip Harry Reid says he and his fellow party members are dug in.
And we are not going to bend. The resolution of this is going to be the same as it was in the last Congress because that was fair. We were fair to the Republicans, and we expect them to be fair to us.
Minority Leader Daschle yesterday threatened to use a filibuster to keep Republicans from taking over the committees without first reaching agreement on funding levels. Last night, though, Majority Leader Frist said he and Daschle were what he termed very, very close to a deal. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.